Parenting is hard, and we don't have to look too far to be reminded of that.
But parenting can also be fun. There is so much joy to be found in raising your little ones, too.
So settle in and join us as we talk about motherhood, life, and all the fun that's possible in childhood.
Because parenting isn't always sunshine and rainbows, but sometimes it is. Hey, listeners, welcome back to another episode. We are so glad you've joined us. Jesse,
we've got
some exciting stuff to talk about today.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we are talking about being outside.
Oh, I love being outside.
It's fun to be outside, especially in this weather.
I was going to say, things are getting easier.
Here.
Yes.
That's right. The temperatures are finally warming up.
Yep.
This is going to be good.
So, Mel, why is it actually important for us to be outside?
Jesse, why is it important for us to be outside? Because I think it breaks up the day, right? Like, it's something fun. It's something different that
Correct.
Our kids get to experience. I think we get a little bit of vitamin D when we're
Yes.
outside. I think people are just generally happier
Yes.
when you get outside,
Yes.
right? Like, have you seen those memes on the internet or whatever that are like, I don't know why I'm feeling so depressed. And they're like, have you gone outside? No. Have you, you know, drank your water? No. Like, it's
yeah.
just all of these
well,
things.
Then, yeah.
Well, maybe you should do that.
Maybe you should
go
do
outside
those things.
And you'll feel better.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
What about you?
I did a quick Google search.
Oh, excellent.
Typing, why should we go outside? Why should children be
this
outside?
This is where we get
Okay,
facts.
So, and here's our answer.
Got it.
Playing outdoors allows children to develop self-confidence,
independence,
and self-esteem.
Good.
They also become aware of limits, boundaries, and challenge in their play.
This was a good Google search.
When children are used to playing outdoors, they are more likely to try new activities and new things.
Okay.
It also keeps our children healthy.
Right.
Right. By
right.
not just sitting in front of a screen, not being
yes.
like cooped up.
Right.
It allows them to run around and move their bodies.
Yeah.
And I think there was also a study talking about like mental well-being as well. Just like your mental state. Right.
Yeah.
Because I know for me that when I go outside, I immediately feel more grounded or just like
right.
less harried or like, you know what I mean? Is harried, that's a word, right?
Yes,
okay.
I think it is. Yes.
Okay, I'm pretty sure it is. Yeah. So have you heard of this little thing called 1,000 hours outside?
I have.
Okay.
Have you guys done it before?
What do you think of the whole thing?
I'm for it.
Okay.
We have never done it, but I'm
sure.
for it. Like, it sounds like it's a really good, like, intentional way of, I mean, getting your family outside. Which I think is great.
So if you've never heard of this thing, you can Google it. 1,000 hours outside. It's basically a challenge to, in fact, spend 1,000
hours
outside in a year, right? Which sounds a little bonkers, perhaps, to a person who is not an outdoorsy person. However, if you do the math on that, can you do a little quick little calculation there?
I'm on it.
Okay. What are we looking at
1,000 hours divided by 365 days of the year is 2.739. So, you know, just under 3 hours.
Just under 3 hours a day.
Yes.
That is a lot.
That's a lot.
But if you imagine that in the summertime, you're going to spend more time outside.
Right.
Right. And then, like, weekends, if you did, like, a camping trip or two, right? That's, like, completely outdoors.
Yeah.
Right?
I just did another very quick equation here
oh,
for
good.
You. So, 1,000 divided by 52 is 19.2. So, if you spend 19.2 hours outside a week. Because I figured.
I like that.
Monday through Friday can be a little difficult.
Correct.
Right? With school and other things that are going on.
Right.
But if you save up a lot of that outside time for like your weekend, you can still
that.
Hit maybe an hour a day.
I love that.
Or whatever, depending on your schedule. But then
I
if you
that.
Like really hit hard on Saturday and Sunday, you could do 1,000 hours.
I like that.
Yeah.
And if you do meals outside,
yeah.
that's an easy one. If every day you get into the habit of stopping by the playground on the way home, right?
Yeah.
So there are ways, and I even know some people who, like, even before school, I know that's kind of intense for some people, depending on what time you go to school, but, but you know, getting 30 minutes outside before going to school
yeah.
is nice, too, just to, like, get ready for the day or whatever.
Yeah. What is your favorite thing to do outside with your kids?
Oh, my favorite thing to do outside. So we are nature people.
Right.
We love a good nature walk. We love a good nature moment. We love looking at nature and playing with nature. We love all the nature.
What do you play with in nature? Squirrels?
Squirrels.
Trees.
No, I don't know. But we really like a good nature walk. And that sounds sometimes a little intimidating, perhaps, to people, like, a nature walk.
Right.
What does that even mean? Like,
where? How?
So
why?
Here's the thing. It really just means you're walking in nature. That's it.
Seems
done.
Simple enough.
Check. Like, it's not rocket science. You do not have to have anything planned. It is, in fact, a walk.
Right.
And it does not even have to be a hike. It does not have to be, for those people who that's not their thing.
Yeah.
So I would say a good nature walk. What about you, Mel?
So I mean, along the same lines, like, I think a good nature walk, like, that's one of our favorite things to do. So we've done a couple different things.
Okay.
And let me just throw these out here.
Go for it.
Now, you got to know that we live in Georgia.
Right.
So we are, you know, in the Georgia area. The Georgia
sure.
area.
Sure. And so the Georgia area. That seems a bit, okay, sure.
That's very specific.
Okay.
But we've done, like, a nature walk around a park. We've done things like Stone Mountain.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So we've walked we've, you know, hiked some trails that are out there. We've walked around the mountain. We walked up the mountain and down the mountain and all around it. We've also done, like, North Georgia. It has some nice, like, waterfalls and, like, some good hiking trails, like Amicalola.
Oh, yeah.
That's just fun to say, too.
Amicalola.
So our kids have really kind of gotten into that, being able to, like, hike and, like, go for some of those bigger trips with the reward of, like, a waterfall.
Yes, right. Having something at the end.
Yeah.
But Mel, how do you get your children to walk?
They're yelling.
Oh.
Just kidding. No, I will not carry you.
I will not.
No. You have to go to the bathroom? I'm sorry. You have to wait. No, I'm just joking.
Well,
kind of.
I'm not
really, though.
I was going to say, I'm not.
I think it depends on the age of your kids. Like, if you have younger kids, I think that might be a little more difficult, or maybe starting with something small.
Right.
But I have a 10 and almost 8 and a 6-year-old. So they're, you know, they're older. Their feet still hurt. They still get tired. But we can still make it, like, a mile or two before
they
start
to break down. Before they break down.
That's right.
Okay. All right. So we're walking.
We're walking.
We are... Okay, so but there might be some people who are not that's not their vibe.
And that's totally fine.
And that's totally fine.
There are plenty of things to do outside.
So I think for those people, I always love just bringing a good blanket and a good picnic. If you can eat outside, that's an easy win.
Yeah.
I would say that is an easy win.
Yes.
Right? Because you have to eat, right? 3 times a day, ideally, is the hope,
that
right?
Works.
That we're eating 3 times a day. So why don't you just take that food outside?
Yeah. I think it breaks up, like, the monotony of, like, a normal day, maybe.
Yes.
And I think your kids get really excited when you're like, you know what? We're going to take our lunch outside.
Yes.
I think that shakes it up, and they get really excited about that, too. So, yeah.
So, Mel, are you guys playground people?
We are playground people. We have a couple of really good ones that are by our house. So we are all about them. They're, like, an easy way just to get outside and have a little bit of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for free, right?
It's free. That's the best part about them.
For free.
Absolutely.
And, you know, a good playground is also a fun way to meet other people. We've talked about that in past episodes, right? Of, like,
right.
It's also a way to, like, grow your circle of friends, I suppose, and to meet other people with kids.
A good way, like, good meeting place for, like, a play date.
Yes.
That isn't, like, terrifying to send your kid over to another person's house. Like,
yes.
You can meet at a park. Which
absolutely.
Is,
it's like a middle ground.
It's a buffer zone.
Yeah, completely. Completely.
Yeah.
Okay, and then... So there's the playground, but there's also stuff you can do at a park, right? So what are some of those things, Mel, like, that you can do at a park? Like, if you go to a park, what can you do?
So we have a couple of parks that are by our house, like I said, and they're all kind of different. So, I mean, you could all, like, there's always space, like, walking trails that you
yes.
could walk, but that would fall into the hiking category, which we've already talked about.
Right.
But there's plenty of, like, like cemented walkways too, so that you could like ride a bike.
Right.
Have your kids bring their bikes. That's something that we really enjoy, is just letting the kids ride and we walk behind them. We speed walk behind them.
I was going to say, you run. You run behind them.
We're getting our exercise when as we track them down. But then some of the different parks that we have around our neighborhood too, they're like your baseball field parks, or there's like your soccer field parks.
Right.
So we like to go there when there's nobody there, and then we just do like a pickup game of like baseball or softball or
that's fun
soccer or whatever.
I love
just
that.
Kind of depending on what the kids are into and what we want to do.
I love that.
Yeah.
We are kite flying people.
Good.
We like to fly a good kite.
Yeah.
We are catch people. We play catch.
Play catch.
We play catch.
Nice.
I'm trying to think what else. Like, oh, playing frisbee. We're big frisbee golf. There are some parks that have frisbee golf. Yeah. That's pretty fun.
Nice.
I do like frisbee golf.
Good.
And, so beyond even bikes, there's rollerblading.
Ooh, look, I have wanted to get my kids like skates for the last couple of years, but honestly, I'm terrified they're going to break a leg.
Oh yeah.
And not like in the good luck kind of way, but like.
Sure, sure. Break a leg,
like,
kid.
They're literally going to break a leg.
Yeah, but you know, that's fun.
Yeah.
And then, you know. Do your kids have like scooters or anything like that?
They do.
Yeah, that's pretty fun.
They do.
Yeah. And are you guys onto the skateboarding kind of thing yet?
My youngest, Judah, he really wanted a skateboard, so we got him one, but I don't think he...
It's not
quite there. It's not quite, yeah.
Fair enough.
He's not a skateboarder.
Yeah.
For sure.
Are you guys camping people? Do you like to camp?
Oh, Jesse.
Oh, that's a hard no. Oh, if ever I heard a no.
Jesse. My husband and my children very much enjoy camping. It's so me the holding them out. All back.
Why? Listen, tell me more.
I enjoy the finer things in life.
Like, the finer things.
Like a bed and warm, hot water and a shower. I enjoy not being eaten alive by bugs.
Sure.
I enjoy not having sticks in my back when I sleep.
So, yeah.
You know, so camping is just not really my thing. They keep saying that, like, they're going to get me into, like, a tent. And I love that for them. I love their optimism. We shall see. Stay tuned. Stay tuned, friends.
Have you done backyard camping or no?
No. My husband keeps talking about maybe taking, like, the kids out and like doing it. Just and I'm like, backyard. I love that. You guys should totally do that.
Have
and
fun.
We'll sleep in my king size bed by myself.
Right. Yeah, we are going on a camping trip in April.
Nice.
And I think I've figured it out. I think I understand.
I've figured it out.
Well, I think it's more fun, A, when you're with other people. And
right.
It's not just the family. Like, the family's fun, right? Like, but when you're with like a few other families,
yeah,
I feel like it takes it up a little bit. It's like even more fun.
I get that.
So it's other families and like lots of food.
Yeah.
I think the food thing is kind of a, I'm you sure know, and helps. Like the s'mores and the whatever.
I have said, this is like full transparency that I am sharing with you all, that I think if we could get like our big like friend group to all go camping,
yes.
Like I think I would be more open to
see
that.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think it takes it to a different level.
Now I might still be crabby if I don't sleep well. Like just full disclosure.
Yes.
Well, but yeah, like I think that that's right. Like if you bring a group with you of people that you really do like being around, like I think, yeah, I think that that would make anything more fun, even camping.
Well, and if you really want to go extra with it, right? I mean, like, everybody could have their assignment. Like, maybe somebody's, like, they bring some fun stuff to do. Like, you know, games or whatever. There's, like, a game guy.
Yeah.
Or, like, maybe, I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Also, it's kind of fun to find places where you can go camping where you can do things like kayaking or, like, you know, having, like, things to do as
you're
opposed
to
like, okay,
stuff.
What are we doing now? Or, you know, just sitting around.
Still sitting here.
Looking at each other, basically.
Right.
So
my parents have what are they called? Like a trailer?
Oh, RV.
Thank you. A camping trailer.
Nice.
I've had one for years and I can't even remember what they're called.
Wow.
But yeah, and so like they have like let us borrow it a couple of times. So we've gone out like in my parents' like little trailer, which is kind of fun.
That's fun.
And maybe this is where my apprehension toward camping comes from.
Okay. Sure. It's possible.
It's fine. It's just like it's such small space with like three small children and two adults.
Yes.
So like it's been fun. Don't get me wrong. I have enjoyed those trips.
Yes.
In hindsight, right. I have enjoyed those trips.
Looking back on
this
it.
This is a great episode for me to speak into. The one that's right. like, I don't enjoy this.
Right. Well, you know.
but yeah, like going out like in the camper with the kids, like that's been super fun to kind of get outdoors in that way without actually sleeping on a twig.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Outdoorsness. We can also think about like fun outdoorsy vacations. So are you a beach girl? Are you a mountain girl? Are you where are
I
we landing
will take
here?
The mountains over the beach like okay. every day. Cool. Every day of the week.
You're not a sand girl. You don't like all the sand everywhere.
I mean, I like the beach. Like okay. I will go to the beach, but if you're going to give me the option between the two, I'm going to take the mountains.
Okay. All right. Was there a reason or it's just you just like it better?
Yeah, I think I just like it better.
Okay.
Yeah. I like the weather better. Like, I don't think it's as hot.
Sure.
In the mountains.
Yes.
And you get that nice cool weather, like in the fall. That's really nice, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it's season dependent for me.
Maybe.
Because, like, in the winter, I'm not going to the beach. Like, you know.
Yeah.
But I'll go to
Cold
the mountains.
Sand, no one's really into that.
Yeah, we're not into that. But in the summertime, well, yeah, I love the mountains, too. But I think in the summertime, like, I'm really wanting to go to the beach. But then you're right, in the fall, I'm like, oh, I want to go into, like, the cozy... Right. The cozy mountains, you
yeah.
Know?
I want like I a crackling it's... fire in the mountains.
Yes,
yeah.
We do.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Let's talk about the Seek app. There is a free app on the App Store.
The App Store. Okay.
Called Seek. And the icon of it is like a little, let me look at it again. I think it's a leaf.
Yep.
Got it? It's a leaf. Okay, guys, get this app right
Seek
now.
By iNaturalist.
That's it.
For free.
So it is free, and it is in fact free. You know, sometimes you download an app and they're like, it's free, but then there's also a 7-day trial or whatever. it is free, and it is incredible. So it is an app that you can open when you see a flower, a bug, anything, an animal. If you point it at your friend, it'll say human. Fun fact. I did that
spoken
to my kid.
Like you've tried that before.
I pointed it at my kid. But
can you point it at like
you point
animals
it at
too?
Anything. Animals.
Spiders and
spiders.
Butterflies.
It will tell you. It will literally tell you. Not only will it tell you what it is, like the exact. It won't just say butterfly. It'll say like pinstriped,
monarch.
You know, West African.
Go on.
Whatever.
This is fun. Somebody Google that. Pink striped. What did you say?
West African.
Butterfly.
Okay. But it'll like tell you exactly what it is. And then it'll add it to like your, basically you have like a collection on that app, right? Of like, these are all the things I've seen. But then if you click on it, it will give you information about that animal. Are you trying?
I'm doing
human?
It right now.
Am I a human?
Wait, hold on. I'm working on it.
Pretty sure I'm a human.
Oh, well now things are going crazy. I'm going to have to figure this out later.
It's an excellent
app.
But
it's really cool.
And it's for anybody who is like, I want to go out in nature with my kids, but I don't know what the heck this plant is called. I don't know what the heck this animal is called. Am I a human?
It says you are a member of vertebrates.
Oh, great. I do, in fact, have a...
You have a spine.
I do, in fact, have a spine.
Way to go, Jesse. That's great. I love that.
It's very cool.
Way
though.
To go.
When we leave here today, Mel,
don't mind
you should,
me just Googling all the things.
Well,
not Googling
when you go
I'm seeking all the things.
When you go outside, even just like you can just look at any plant, and it'll tell you what it is.
My family's gonna be real annoyed with me.
I know.
This is gonna be great. Hey guys, look at this.
Well, and like if you find a bug in your house, it's kind of fun too. Cause you'd be like, what kind of cool bug is this?
Jesse, I think I might kill that bug.
All right,
and scan it later.
Sure, kill it and scan it. It's all right. Add it to your...
it's going to be like undeterminable because it's squashed. It's flat. It's a pancake.
The pancake bug.
What were we talking about?
Yes.
Okay. Before I got distracted.
No, I don't know. So anyway, Seek App, lots of fun.
I'm trying
to think if there are any other cool. There are a couple of great podcasts for nature podcasts that I can share with you that might be fun.
Please do.
So obviously, there is the 1,000 Hours Outside podcast, which is excellent. We like that one.
Good.
But we also have, where is it here? We also have Nat Theo, which are nature lessons rooted in the Bible, if you're a believer. That's kind of cool. I enjoy those. So they'll talk about something that's happened in nature, and then they'll relate it to Bible themes, basically.
Very cool.
Then my favorite one probably is called the No Sweat Nature Study Podcast.
Mm.
These episodes are about like 10 or so minutes. And here are some of the most recent ones. What happens before a tornado? Why is the Amazon rainforest so noisy? Penguins, redwood trees, and it goes on and on. Beavers. Yeah. What the thing is it's the episode, but then it gives you an activity to go out and do in nature with it. So if you're wondering, like, I want to go on a nature walk, but I don't really know what to do, it'll actually tell you.
Walk.
Here's.
You walk.
You actually walk.
I don't think you need a podcast to tell you that. Walk. But more information will be forthcoming on said podcast.
Yes. So anyway, those are some really cool podcasty type things.
That is really cool.
That are fun. Are you guys nature documentary people?
No.
Okay. My husband like grew so up watching. No, it's fine. My husband grew up watching them, and so he's really big into it. I didn't. But yeah, sometimes a good nature podcast is fun. Okay, let's talk about like some outdoor adventures.
Okay.
So have you been like rock climbing or whitewater rafting, or what are some like any outdoor adventure-y type things that you can think of either that you've done or that you want to do? That face is lots of fun. I like that face a lot, actually.
Jesse, I'm realizing as we go through this episode that maybe I am way more indoorsy than I had ever imagined before.
But you know what? That's okay. That's all right. That's cool.
It's not that I dislike the outdoors.
No, you're just...
You know, I have always said, like, whitewater rafting is just not quite my deal. I don't want
to... It's just too much.
I don't want to die.
I mean, sure.
You know, I value my life.
Okay, so in that vein, and I'm sure you've done this, in, like, Helen or whatever, you can tube down the river, and that's very gentle and calm.
That I'm on board with.
That's very nice.
It's not a near-death experience, so I'm okay with that. We did go to Helen, but we went like a weekend too early, and it was just way too cold, so we weren't able to do it. But that's like on the list of things that we would really like to do, because it sounds like fun and relaxing, and
it is very relaxing and very calm. The waters are very calm.
We're not on rapids.
I mean,
in your little tube.
Yeah, not on rapids on the tube. Okay. All right. Yeah. Are you rock climbing? Any interest in climbing
my
a rock?
Kids are actually really good at rock climbing.
Like
my daughter, she kills it. She's great at it. Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. She's really good at it. So we keep saying we need to like really like dig into it. Yeah. And let her kind of go to town. But yeah.
My favorite outdoor adventure was bungee jumping.
Oh, sounds terrifying.
It was.
Speaking of almost dying.
It was absolutely terrifying, in fact. It was very terrifying. And I'll never do it again.
Oh, good.
But I did it.
Nice.
Yep. So that was cool.
How long ago was this? How long ago did you bungee jump?
It was right before I found out I was pregnant with Everett.
Nice.
I found out like the next weekend that
I was
pregnant with
Surprise!
Everett.
Surprise!
It's like, oh, man.
No more bungee jumping for you.
Wow, no more bungee. Yes, exactly.
You had to get it out while you didn't know,
right?
You got to just, you know, go all in.
Are you, if you see like a big lake or something, are you a swimmer? Do you like to swim out in the great outdoors?
I can swim.
Well, that's useful.
That's great.
I feel like that's a useful skill to have.
Listen, we're going to keep coming back to this. I'm not like a lake, ocean, pond swimmer.
Oh, right. That's right. You choose the, but that's in the mountains. That's in the mountains. We got some lakes in the mountains, my friend.
We do like to do, I forget exactly what it is that my husband calls it, but it's like pond jumping or like pond stomping or something.
Ooh.
I think it's what his parents always called it. I think. But it, or maybe it's like lake stomping. I don't even know. But basically, it's just like splashing around like in a little pond or like a little lake on the edge. But it's like really letting your kids, like if you stop on the side of the road or something and you see like a little water source,
yeah,
let them take their shoes off and let them kind of stomp around in it, and they splash. Yeah, they get messy. Yes, they get wet. And then you throw them back in the car. But like it's those memories, right, that you make with your kids where you take breaks out of your time or whatever to go and have fun. And even if they come back sopping wet, like who cares? It's fine.
Yep. Yep. As long as we don't have any like, you know, terrifying creatures that are going to bite your head off.
Right.
In
right.
Lake.
We want to use good, you know, discernment about what is okay with our children and what is not. Please do that. Don't stop at any water source. But
and maybe if you live in Florida, you may want to look around for some.
Watch out for some crocs.
Watch out for some crocs.
Oh, gosh.
They're going to say, "You." We heard it on the episode that we had to stop and our child got eaten by a crocodile.
Please don't. Moms, please use good discernment
with
your children.
Please use good discernment.
Please.
But no, that is that is really special, though, being able to make those memories. And it is really all about those memories, right? I mean, like being able to.
Yeah. I think all of this is, right? Like it's just getting outside, like getting out of your normal routine.
Yes.
And like letting your kids be out in the open air. Like that, like we're all for. Whether it's 1,000 hours a year or whether it's like 2 hours a week or whatever it is, like give your kids a chance to just go and be themselves, be who they are, have some freedom, and like let their minds kind of calm down as they get out of that like indoor screen time.
Oh, totally.
Kind of life. Yeah.
One more thing to mention.
Let's have it.
Rain parties.
Rain parties. I like the sound of that.
So I threw my first rain party. It was during like a day of the week, but I saw that it was going to be very, very rainy.
Nice.
But not no lightning.
Not lightning.
No lightning or thunder.
Right.
But it was going to downpour.
We're using good discernment.
Correct.
Good.
Correct.
Great.
But I invited a couple of other homeschool families over and we played in the rain.
I love it.
That was what we did.
Like that I'm here for, 100%.
And it was amazing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I feel, no, really. Like the more I think about this, the more I actually really like this idea.
Yeah.
Because I think so many times, like we buy the cute like rain boots and jackets and things for our kids. But like so often I feel like we're rushed and I'm like almost having to yell at my kids and be like, get out of the puddle. Like we got to get to this thing and you can't be sopping wet. But to have like a rain party and let them go out and like just get a total mess.
Well, and if it's in your, fun. And if it's in your backyard, like we, I think went to like a nature area, which was fun, but I'm not sure I would do that again. Right. I feel like I would do it in a way where it's near like a home, right? Yeah. Or like, cause how, like just imagine in your mind, like you go out, you get totally sopping wet,
you make mud pies, you're splashing, and it's gonna be great.
And then you come inside, you get clean, you put on a warm fire, and you have hot chocolate.
Here's the thing, this is how I see this going.
Okay.
You come inside and you get to take like a bubble bath.
Oh,
right?
My gosh,
like you got to get all the gross off of you. But if you get in like a nice warm bath and then you come out and you can like have hot tea
chocolate.
Or hot chocolate or like whatever, and maybe like a little cookie, and we'll call it a day.
This is how I'm going to make my millions.
We're doing that.
Because there are currently on the market no rain toys.
Oh.
You know how there are sand toys?
Right.
There are snow toys.
There are pool toys.
There are pool toys.
There are bath toys.
There are no toys specifically for like a rain party or like a rain
I don't want you to give away all your great ideas, but I do eventually want to hear more about these rain toys.
I mean, I have no ideas, but it's just this thought of like.
I love that.
It's definitely a part of the market that has not been.
We should make some sunshine and rainbows marketed rain toys.
I love it. If anybody out there hearing it is interested, you know, can totally sponsor us. But anyway.
Coming too in 2025. Coming in 2025. Rain toys. Oh, gosh.
All right, Mel. Well, this was lots of fun.
This has been fun. Look, guys, it is the perfect time of year. Spring, we're going up on summer.
Yep.
This is a great time to get outside with your kids.
Enjoy.
Have fun.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Sunshine and Rainbows.
If you laughed, if you smiled, or if you liked anything that you heard here today, don't forget to like, share us, and subscribe for more episodes.
See you next time.
Bye.